Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the critically acclaimed Life a Bit More, Andrew Thomas Elder explores a number of topics after becoming a double amputee at age 19. He had to relearn life, which offered him the chance to reflect on many of the struggles we all share. Life a Bit More is a collection of poetic prose and verses written to bring hope, to inspire. Spiritual in nature, a few poems in reference to veterans, the others basically, Andrew's experiences in dealing with life as a double amputee. Andrew Thomas Elder, author of Life a Bit More, the revised edition, is back with us on This Week in America. Andrew, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
Thank you.
It's good to be here. Well,
yeah,
there's so much to talk about, and we did that the last time and got excellent response with the program. Let's just take a couple minutes and go back to what happened when you were 19, because your world dramatically changed literally in a split second. Talk about what happened.
Well, I was invited to go out on a yacht in the Gulf of Mexico, and I worked at a marina, and we had planned to go out at about 7. And it was about 6 or 6:30, and I was walking back to the marina, and ready to walk into the parking lot, and I heard the differentiation of the humming sound of tires on the pavement when they left the pavement to go through the berm and such, and I turned sideways, and there was a car, and he hit me and threw me 120 feet, but actually I was carried 120 feet. And I was knocked out for a second and regained my consciousness in flight and broke my fall with my right arm 120 feet later. And the last thought that went through my head was, here I come, God. And but he obviously had other plans for me.
Well,
right now I'm sitting in a rehab center from, I'm not sure what it is, but my strength is coming back, and it's all good. And I just had a really good physical therapy thing this morning. And, but yeah, 11 years after my accident, I was able to serve with the Ohio Military Reserves. And it's a military reserve unit that, is only within the state of Ohio. So we're a backup, unit to the National Guard.
Oh, yes.
So if they're deployed outside of the state, then in the event of an emergency, then the OMR would pick up their slack within the state. And my instructors are veterans and are battle-hardened veterans, and it's been a really good learning experience. I think the best thing that I ever did was, after I'd been in a couple of years, I think it was back in the mid-90s, and I was doing some coffee talk over at a friend's house, and her neighbor lady came barreling through the front door, and I immediately started to go into a defensive posture, and then I realized what she was holding, and it was a little two-year-old girl that was choking, and her face was a deep red, and her eyes were almost fixed back of her head, and she couldn't breathe, and she was trying to get air going
yes,
like that. And I said, Tara, call 911, quick, put the baby on the couch, and I gave her a quick neck lift, finger sweep. And with children that small, you have to be extremely careful how much air you give them. And I gave her two quick breaths, and then she blew out a wad of phlegm and hit me center mass in my chest. And I gave her one more quick breath, and then she made eye contact with me, and I knew she'd be all right. And then she started to cry, and I felt this pat on the back, and I turned around, and there was a couple of police officers and two or three different EMS squads. And I thought, wow. And they just let me go because I was doing everything properly, proper protocol and everything. So, and that was really, I think, made my day. And it was just a gratifying feeling.
Amazing story. Your life is an amazing story. And you talk about the National Guard, you talk about life saving as you did in that, that set of circumstances. For most people, they would have waved the white flag when they found out that they were in this accident, double amputee. How did you keep going during all of this? And again, determination is a word that comes to mind because you don't let any obstacle get in your way. What kept you going when many people would have said, okay, wave the white flag, it's over for me.
No, I was an optimist and a positive attitude and determined, and just to basically was given the chance by Hashem to show others how you can overcome a traumatic accident. And I'm still doing that today, even though I'm kind of in an awkward spot right now. This too shall pass.
Well, you've touched so many people with your book, and with us on the program, Life a Bit More is the name of the book. It's the revised edition by our guest on the program, Andrew Thomas Elder. His website is andrewthomaselder.com. The book's available at writersrepublic.com, other places as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to Andrew's website. When did you decide, I'm going to take my skills as a writer and write my thoughts down and use this book to inspire and motivate other people, using some of the same thoughts, the same faith that I had, and turning my life around?
Exactly. I did that 12 years after I resigned my commission and kind of been on a spiritual journey ever since.
Well, and the book
it's
is...
Yeah, and the book is really just the tip of the iceberg of what we can do.
Our guest on This Week in America, Andrew Thomas Elder, back with us on the program to talk about Life a Bit More, revised edition. You'll find the book available at the usual places, Amazon, writersrepublic.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to Andrew's information and purchase the book there. This is interesting because all the topics you cover in the book, when you think about it, basically we all are handicapped in one way or another, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And it's been an interesting journey for me because it has led me into the Messianic faith, but as I like to say, to each his own. But the main thing is my ability to inspire others with some of the topics that I talk and write about, and to inspire others in overcoming any obstacles they may have. The faith thing, you know, to, like I said, to each his own. But it has helped me tremendously. So is everything, you know.
Yes.
It's just a wonderful journey. I thank you for this interview.
Well, I'm really appreciative that you're back on the program again. I really enjoyed having you the first time. A tremendous response to the program, because what you say is so inspirational, because for many of us, we picture ourselves in your circumstance, and we probably wouldn't have fought our way back as you did, and being able to get out there and to help other people as you're doing. Talk about the decision to write this book in the first place. This is a revised edition. I'll ask you about that here in a second. But Life a Bit More, what was the inspiration to actually sit down, put this book together, and get it out there to help other people?
Well, it was about 12 years after I resigned my commission from the OMR. Now, I am a veteran, but not a veteran of foreign wars or combat, but my instructors were. After that is when I started to realize that, because I was rejected with my first publication, I thought I should write a story in piecing my life together through philosophical poetry.
Yes.
And that's what I did. And I wrote actually two books, but I combined them into one, which is Life a Bit More, ? It's really quite interesting because it only takes maybe a minute to read one poem, and then you have a note page, but you're going to think at least twice that amount of time on a good topic of what you just read. And that's my goal, to make you think about what you just read. And because some of the topics, like I said, are very interesting and profound and inspirational. I just can't say enough about it. It's really kind of some divine intervention.
you really almost like it seems like it, doesn't it, that you were being used to get this word out to help other people. And what's nice about the book, several aspects that stand up, is one is the fact that you don't have to pick it up and read it all the way through. You can pick up, read a couple of chapters, and as Andrew said, it causes you to reflect. Talk a little bit about the revised edition and coming out with this, and how is this different than the original version?
Well, it's pretty much the same, but there's a few differences, and it's just more noticeable in the sense that maybe gets your attention a little bit more.
Yes, yes.
It's hard to describe.
With us on the program, Andrew Thomas Elder. The book is Life a Bit More with a question mark. I need to put that in there because that's really important to the story that Andrew is telling. What are some of the topics that you address in the book?
Oh, gosh. I can't think right now.
Your favorites.
Oh, is one topic is the piano. And I do miss that because I think in our last interview that I played a couple of pieces for you.
Yes, that was so well done.
At my house. And it was really nice because a lot of the pieces that I play sounds like I'm using two hands, when in all honesty, I'm just using the one to show others that you really can do anything you put your mind to.
The book is...
And the piano is one topic, but there's a lot of topics. I just can't think of any because I'm so tired.
Well, there are a number of those, and I know it's been a long day for you, and I appreciate you being with us on the program. The book is Life a Bit More by Andrew Thomas Elder, revised edition. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, the usual places. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You touched on this a minute ago, but let's talk about it again. The role that faith played in getting you through what you went through, and then getting you to where you are today, which is being such an inspiration for so many people. Talk about the role of faith in your life.
Well, that's basically something that I just had to muster up from within that we all need to do. And I was seeking truth, and they're not easy to find.
Yes.
And it really takes some homework. It's the history of our faith, basically. And instead of the history of the world and wars and all this kind of stuff. And so from there, I expanded. I just got into it from there. And it's really kind of what's led me to where I'm at today. But the other topics just kind of fell into place as I was thinking about them. And how I dealt with things on my own personal life. And it's just a wonderful journey.
Well, and you share that with us in so many of the topics you talk about. The poems are on acceptance, life, friendship, gratitude, love, prayer, and more. These are things that we all can relate to. How difficult was it for you to write this book and to be, totally open up your life and to share your innermost thoughts?
Well, just basically to be open and to be totally honest with myself and the potential reader, and so that they could hopefully relate to my thoughts. Basically, that's what it was.
Yes. You know, one of the things that we think about as we're reading your story and where you were and how far you've come is the time it took to heal. Talk about that process where it really, how long did it take you? And maybe you never heal from what you've been through, but to make it through that initial stage, that shock, and then being able to determine that I'm still very viable, I still can help other people in society. How difficult was that?
Oh, it wasn't that difficult, and as it's not really that difficult now because I'm in a rehab unit right now because of the fact that my inner core strength is just kind of depleting, and there's no known reason why. And I've been tested for everything, the coronavirus and blah, 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 and flu. But it's an interesting journey because of the fact that I can show others how a positive attitude really helps
keep a person going and keep on keeping on. That's one of my topics in the book too.
Well, yes, and you reach out, and for so many people, it's so important to hear that message. For something else, and you read, and I think we go at life at 100 miles an hour, and you know where we start off with your story is that was you. I mean, you had a very successful life. You were doing the things you wanted to do, and literally in a snap, this can all change, and it makes you sort of reflect on where you are now and maybe stop and enjoy it a little bit more, because it could always end very quickly.
Exactly. That's why we must be grateful for what little we have.
What is it like getting the feedback from people that read the book Life a Little Bit More and they're touched by it? And there are probably so many people out there that read the book, have been moved by it, that you never hear from. But friends, family, readers that get in contact with you, what's that like to know that you've been an inspiration to so many people?
Very humbling. Very humbling. And very gratifying as well. And I just can't say enough about that.
You know, you've...
In that sense, I've done my job.
Well, you've done it very well. What are you working on now? You're such a gifted author. Are you writing anything currently?
Yes, I am. But right now I'm kind of putting that on hold until I get out of here in another week or two. And then we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
Well, and hopefully when you get there, we'll have a chance to talk about the latest work. And we wish you the best as you get through this period in your life. And you should be so proud of the work that you've done and pleased by leading so many people who are having frustrations when life, sometimes even more severe than just frustrations, just hit something like you did, which was life-altering and getting them pointed in the right direction.
That's right. Amen.
Well, the book is
life is too short and sweet to wallow away in self-pity.
Well, you know, that sort of sums up what we've talked about, isn't it, for the last few minutes on the program here. That's exactly what it is. If anybody could have done that and been justified in doing it, it would have been you in the situation. You bounce back. You're helping other people. You're still out there.
Not really, because I don't think anybody has that right, because of the fact that you still have that choice to go on and to carry on and do the right thing.
The book is Life a Bit More, Revised Edition.
Yep.
Andrew Thomas Elder has been back with us on the program. You'll find the book available at writersrepublic.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Also at his website, andrewthomaselder.com. More of the story there, so I encourage you to go to the website. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to Andrew's website and information on the book there as well. Andrew, it is always a pleasure. Best of luck, good health, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate this, and it's been very gratifying. Thank you.
Thank you. Life a Bit More, Revised Edition. Andrew Thomas Elder, our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.